Cutting Education, and I'm Kenya75 on the Twitter, also known as Wendy Joy Sanders.
And I'm Jake Duncan. I am Duncan Bilingual on the Twitters.
A special episode of Cutting Education. We are not going to really talk about very many education-related things. We're going to talk tonight about all of the food. Hashtag all the food.
Darn right.
Yes.
All the food.
All the food that we had at TCEA 14, Texas Computer Educator Association, which was last week in Austin, Texas. Did you have a good time, Jake?
I had a great time. I really enjoyed it the whole week.
What was your favoriteest thing about TCEA 14?
Well, that's putting me on the spot. Don't we have notes here that we...
Wait a minute. Do you ever use the notes?
Well, I need them when you ask me questions like that. I can go back and say...
Okay, well, give me your very favorite. Just tell me one thing you liked about the week, because you're not going to blow
it. No, it's easy. My favorite thing is the people. I mean, the favorite thing about the conference is getting... No, I mean, it is. It's getting to meet new people, to learn from the people that I admire and look up to. And it's just... I think that's what the takeaway from it for a lot of people was, is it's always about the connections you make and the people that you get to talk to and learn from. People, it's about making those connections and being able to take those connections that you've got and do things outside of that and collaborate in other ways in the classroom and then outside of the classroom. And I think that's good to see. That means that the conferences are worthwhile. That's what makes them worthwhile, I think.
I want to start off by talking about the first night, which you were not there. We got to go out to Iron Cactus, which is down in Austin. Iron Cactus we went to. I got to go there with Victor and a couple people that I work with and my boss, which was totally awesome. I'd never had it before, but I had ahi tuna ceviche, and it was really good.
I usually think about it being more Cuban, I guess.
Oh, really?
But, I mean, or Puerto Rico, where they have, you know, the island places.
They make it in Honduras, though.
No, they have, you know, I guess, you know, Mexico has a lot of coast, so I guess so, but I usually just think about it being...
Is it more coastal food?
Right. Well, it's about the mariscos. It's about the, you know, the good seafood, the fresh
seafood. Oh, okay. Well, because they do make it, Laura talks about that they make it in Honduras. I'm trying to think if they were going to make it for us when we're in Honduras. Yay, representing! Holla. I love it.
By the way. Nobody listening can see that, but thank you so much for bringing me this awesome Honduras shirt. It's so cool.
He's wearing the shirt I brought him from Honduras. I love that shirt. I had the same exact one. I guess I didn't wear it last week, did I? We should wear it sometime when we're together. We'll wear their Honduras shirts. We'll speak in Spanish. That'll be cool. So anyway, the first night at Iron Cactus, it was awesome. We had a good time the very first night, but you weren't there. Boo. All right, let's talk about night two. We're gonna drill through this right quickly, staying on tab.
Night two for us, I guess, did it start?
It was night one for us.
Afternoon, but, really?
Yeah.
Where we went to my favorite place in Austin, the reason, the first place that I have to go when I get to Austin.
Yes.
Well, so we were talking about Gordo's, and they have the food trucks. They have several food trucks there now, right?
Right.
And we went to Gordo's Pub.
Mm-hmm.
And Gordo's is a fancy donut place. They have great, great donuts that are... Well, they make donuts into everything, basically, don't they?
Yep.
You can get... I think you could probably get donut burgers and...
Oh, yeah.
Donut sandwich.
We didn't even eat any of that, either.
That might have been a bit much for me. I was there for the desserts, so I had the dessert donuts. And I had the squealing, which was awesome. It had this sort of cream cheese icing on top and a habanero jam with a couple strips of bacon, maple bacon, and also some candied jalapenos on top. It was just, it was wonderful. I love, probably love all of them there. I have to get that one, seems like, every time for some... I'm not sure what the reason, but it was great. Squealing Pig was fantastic at Gordo's. And we went to the pub where we found out that they did not have the same menu as the food trailers to sort of encourage you to go to boat to take a tour of all of the different places that you could go, the different Gordos they've got around Austin.
That was sad because I wanted the cherry bomb and then they didn't have it. So remember when we shared the cherry bomb last summer?
Yes, that was the cherry bomb's good too. I like that one too. I think I ate a few of them, I think, that night. And that was at Ed Camp Austin? Or was that was at iPadPalooza?
That was iPadPalooza last summer. It was warm out. Yep. That was awesome. That was almost Ed Camp awesome, right? Not quite. Yeah, and I had the Nutty Valentine, which was, and the donut was so hot. It was so good because it's hot and it's fresh. I mean, it's just freshly made donut is good. And it had Nutella on the top, and then it had thinly sliced strawberries, and they had like a little bit of sugar on the top, like a little bit of just granulated sugar. That was so good. I can almost still taste it. It was so good. Yum-o.
I feel the need to say that you mentioned right before we went live that you were hungry.
And I did.
I didn't think at all about how this might not be the best idea for us to, at 10 o'clock, start talking about all this awesome food that we had the whole time we were there.
Food. I'll be like, where is the nearest Gordo's? Not in Austin. Okay. Yeah.
Make a trip.
Here. I wonder if Porchy's Tacos is still open. So, yeah, Gordo's was awesome. We knew we had to go there, so we just ran over there. And they do serve beer at the Pub House, too, so that's an awesome little perk if you need to go to the Pub House. I'd like to go back to that one. You know, when we go to iPadPalooza, I'd like to go back to the Pub House, the Gordo's Pub House. Go eat dinner there maybe or something. I don't know.
It was good. And I always like to try the local beers. Not that I'm a beer snob, I guess, but maybe I am. But I tried the 512, the Austin area code. I tried their cream stout there, and that was great. I love those like milk stouts and cream stouts like that, and that was just a really good one. So I do share that on, and what was the one, I forget the app that the guy was tapped out, or no, that's the Simpsons game, but there's apparently another, I guess it's for beers, to share and rate and talk about that, but I shared mine on Elixir. I like that app, so.
Was that on tap, or was that bottled?
It was on tap.
Okay.
Because it came in a mason jar. Very Texas, I think.
Oh, that's right. Gordo's is just a great place. I mean, go to Gordo's. It's awesome.
If you're there, we highly recommend going to Gordo's. Yes. And trying to not have to roll yourself out of Gordo's. Right. Because we were waiting around on Tech Ninja Todd and Tech Ninja Stacy to meet us at the hotel, right?
Yep, trying to find something to do before we went back to the hotel.
No, I said hotel.
Dinner, so we thought, let's go have a snack at Gordo's.
Right.
That was good. Let's talk about the next place. What happened was we went back to the hotel, and then finally I think we had... Did I go and eat popcorn or something? Was that the night I had popcorn? I can't even remember what I ate that night. I know I should just look back at my food log and see what I ate, but I don't really want to. It'll be depressing for that week.
Why do you not remember? Do you not remember because the Drury Hotel that we stayed at gives away those cards?
Probably. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about last week. It all ran together. It was like what did every day was kind of the same but kind of different. It was like every day we went to the convention center. We went to some classes, went to some workshops, went to some whatever, hung out in the digital square, and then went back and did something and ate. Like hung out for happy hour and then went out and ate. It was like every day was kind of the same. It was so much the same that they all ran together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely do. It was, and it flew by.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking that, you know, I got a business day. The school gave me a business day for the week, and I took the other as personal days, and I paid for all my meals and the lodging and stuff like that. But I was like sort of thinking when I went in that it'd be more of a vacation or a respite from school, even though we just got off, just got back from the Christmas break really not too long ago. But I was thinking that I'd have more time to maybe catch up on stuff that I needed to do for schoolwork. And anyway, that just didn't happen. It was it flew by, but it definitely all ran together, I agree.
Right. Anyway, once Todd and Stacy got there, then we ended up trying to find someplace to eat, and it was just like we ended up at this place called Baby Avocados. And yeah,
that was Baby Acapulco.
Oh, Baby Acapulco? I put Baby Avocados.
You get like a tiny little cup of guacamole.
Oh, that's hilarious. I can't even remember. Baby A's. Some place, yeah, Baby A's. And it was a trip, that place. We walked in and tell everyone what you thought.
It was, I would say that it would be neat if it were, because the 80s are so popular, because of the hipsters and all that, that the 80s are back with the skinny jeans and all that. But it was from out of 1983, like the place would have been really hopping and the place to be in 1983-84, but it was actually all of the same stuff from that. It hadn't been redone. It had the neon lights everywhere, those 80s colors that were sort of the neon stuff, and I guess it was a happening purple elephant was sort of their mascot. It was a time warp when we walked in. I was sort of knocked back by the whole atmosphere of the place. And it was empty, too. There was nobody there.
And it wasn't really kept up, either. It wasn't really kept up, so, like, maintenance-wise. So, yeah, it was an interesting place. And I ended up having the grilled salmon salad, which was pretty good. I tried to go healthy since we had had our Gordos. Then I had a nice sip of tea. That was wonderful.
What did I have? I'm not sure. I took a picture of it because I'm keeping track of my food from my Jawbone. So I'm not Instagramming all my food, but I'm taking pictures and then uploading them to my Up app. It didn't even look appetizing. But I had the enchiladas de pollo al carbón. I had the chicken fajita enchiladas. And I guess I had it with the salsa verde on it. And this was just not at all Mexican food. Not that that's what I would have expected walking in. It didn't look like a very authentic Mexican food place, but it was... Okay, that was the worst food that I had eaten the entire week there, by far.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do not eat there. We won't eat there next year, that's for sure.
I think that the day we went on, it was Monday? Tuesday?
Yeah.
And I think that on the weekends there is live music there, so maybe that's a draw, and maybe there are people there on the weekend.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I don't... The atmosphere just killed the place to begin with, but it was awful. It was just really bad.
It was. And I think they were so tired, we didn't want to, like, go anywhere else. It was just like, let's eat and get out of here, you know?
Right. Well, our waitress, she took our order and then left us for half an hour and then brought our food, and there was no getting a hold of anybody. There was no service there. But, I mean, I guess you'd expect that there wouldn't. And there were a few waiters and waitresses around, but there was nobody actually in the place except for a couple of, bar flies at the bar.
Right.
Let's move on away from Baby.
Yes, let's move on. Do I have that right, that Tuesday was Micheladas? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I couldn't remember because I was like, all the days ran together, and I was like, what night was that? Because I knew that, so Tuesday night, we couldn't decide what to do. Oh, I know what happened. Tuesday night was Todd's award ceremony. Tuesday night, our good buddy Tech Ninja Todd got nominated for TCEA Classroom of the Year. And you got to go, and then when you guys came back, then I'm not bitter. Then when you guys came back, I got to go with, we all went to dinner, and we ended up going to meet our friend Amy Pratt and Lindsay Ellison, I think it's Ellison, and Mindy Vandegrift and Matt Gomez, and then Jasmine Alamon came too. Was that it? That was everyone that was there, right? And me and you and Todd and Stacey.
Right. And then Matt Gomez showed up.
Right. I think I mentioned Matt. But anyway, then, so then they had been there a while because it was pretty late. It was like 7:30 or 8, I think, by the time we got there, trying to park and everything. And then that was right across from the convention center. And that wasn't bad, I don't think, but it was kind of late, and I ended up just ordering soup because I think I had eaten, like, something. I think I'd eaten a hot dog or something at happy hour at the hotel. So I had, like, soup, and they had, I think. What did you have there at Michelada?
I had more enchilada. I had mole ones that time.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was pretty good. Now it is a place that's next to the convention center, so it's definitely way overpriced.
Right.
But and Tex-Mex food, it's not. Again, there are so many real taquerias and like authentic, but I guess people don't want that. You know, people want to.
They want Tex-Mex. They don't want real Mexican food.
Well, then they want to go and tell their friends from if they're visiting to go back to some other place and tell people that they had Mexican food. But it was a Texas conference, so these are all people from Texas. So they just weren't going to stray too far from the convention center, I guess, too.
Well, and they were all staying downtown too. So
right. But it's a decent place. It's overpriced, but I thought it was really, the food was good. We did shut the place down, though.
Yeah.
So we got there late, and then I think we ended up leaving at 9:30, and they closed at 9. So we were the only people left in the building. They had cleaned up and everything. It was a little odd. The restroom thing was
Yeah,
a little...
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't know how to explain it.
Well, I can explain it.
Go ahead.
There's like a bank of sinks in the middle of this room, like a bank of sinks, and then on the outsides, there's just separate restrooms that have like an actual door closed on them, and it was just like unisex bathrooms, like guys and girls. So you went to the bathroom, and it was like, it wasn't strictly guys or girls. It was just like anyone could go in there. So, right. Yeah, it was weird. It was absolutely
weird. There was a secret alcove in the back for urinals. You could go into the special guys one where they're...
Really?
Right, yeah. So, yeah, urinal chat. There were like, four of them, but it was a really small... I think it must have been nearly the same size as all of the other the other private ones.
No way.
That was just... It was just a little bit odd, but I guess that's progressive. I'm not sure what's up with that.
Austin progressive.
But the whole thing seemed... It was relatively open too. There was no door to get into that whole area with all the seats.
Right. It was weird. Yeah.
Weird. Is anybody gonna listen to this? We're really. This is the strangest. This is good stuff to know if you're gonna visit Austin, because we learned a lot of things, I think.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, I did enjoy the place. I thought it was pretty good, everything I had.
I did too. I liked it.
No. And it was great to get to celebrate with everybody for...
Yes. Oh,
for,
yeah.
Todd getting Classroom Teacher of the Year for TCU. Yeah. I thought that was really cool.
That was
and
great.
There were some
it was
other
great.
People that we didn't really know were nominated. Jennifer Berglund was... she received an award for... The Making It Happen with the IT capitalized. She received that award.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, she does a lot, I guess, to support technology integration at the state level with the government there, that she's pushing to make things happen.
Yeah.
And anyway, I was following her on Twitter. I followed her on Twitter for a while, and I guess that Jay Berglund. And I just thought it was neat that she was nominated. But where I had worked at Region 6, I know this is an aside from food, but where I had worked at Region 6, they had been using the Vigo robots give out to districts, to lend out to districts that had homebound students. And we had a lot of fun at TCEA with the double robotics robot when we were hanging out, and with all the fancy furniture, we had Matt Gomez plug his Mac into the big TV there, so we were able to watch him drive the... You were there, I know I'm just saying this.
Yeah, were you sitting there the whole time, or did you walk up after
a while? I was across from Matt, so whenever he was first driving it down the hallway, I was sort of guarding him so everybody wouldn't be able to spot him.
That's funny.
Recognize that he was there. But so Kip Robbins from the Region 6 Service Center, the Tech Services Department there, he's the one who sort of started that program where we lend out those robots so students at home that are homebound for some reason, if they've got cancer or if they just had a surgery and they need to be able to attend school virtually instead of just being there online or being there through a webcam, they're able to drive the robot around the school from home. And we did that in Splendora a couple years ago, I guess, when they started the program. But my students this year, one poor girl has, not poor girl, but she's had some sort of surgery, and she's the most popular kid in school now because she's the robot. So all of my kids hadn't seen that. This was the first time that they'd seen it. And, you know, the people at TCEA hadn't seen it either. They were just, you know, everybody's wanting to get pictures with the Double Robotics robot. And I guess I just kind of thought that was old hat. But people were wondering, well, what would you use this for? Are you going to attend sessions virtually and, you know, have people? Anyway, I was just like, I guess that people thought that people were just being lazy. But I was like, so how about homebound kids that are sitting? And they just kind of, oh, yeah, that's fantastic, and that's an awesome idea. And it is. It's a great program for, so he was recognized for that, for what, I'm not sure exactly what that category was, but.
It was, I think, Campus Technician of the Year, wasn't it?
No, because he was at the service center, the Region 6 Service Center. He was recognized for that with an award from TCEA, and I think that's a fantastic program, and more districts need to be doing that for sure. And so he's been able to, all of the money that they make, I guess, by lending those out, they do, I guess, charge districts some money to be able to grow the program. So they started at, in Region 6, they started at five robots when I was working there last year. And they're up to 17 robots now.
No so way.
The money they make goes right back into
robots.
It. Hmm?
17 robots is crazy. Do they have them? Are they usually all in use?
I'm not sure. I know that we've got one. I actually walked by a girl in the robot who was driving the robot anyway in the hallway this morning early afternoon whenever I was leaving my meeting.
No
way. She was
outside
waiting for class to start so she could come into the room, drive the robot into the room.
No way. Did you talk to her?
Yeah, I said hi. She didn't know who I was, so that was, you know, I'm guessing she gets a lot of that though. You know, she's the most popular kid in school now because...
Right. Is she coming back, or do you know?
I don't know the situation at all, but I think she had just had some sort of surgery. It wasn't like a major thing, but...
Hey, robot girl.
Right.
Are you
well, that's
back?
What the kids were all saying. They're like, did you see the robot? And I'm like, or, you know... Anyway, I was just trying to emphasize the point that was a person. It wasn't a robot. There's somebody there sitting on a laptop at home or on their iPad at home
driving
that
thing. Can't they see her though? Can't you see her face?
Yeah.
Like on the iPad, right? Like Matt had it?
No, that one's the Double Robotics that runs with the iPad. The Vigos, they're going to come up with a bigger, they're going to double the size of their screen. I got to talk to Kip the next day after I saw him in the digital square and congratulated him. Vigo is going to make, the Vigos right now run about $7,000.
Right.
And the robotics ones were $2,000, plus some accessories. But the double robotics I think are really neat because they do run on an iPad, so you could take the iPad off the robot when you weren't using it and actually, you know, get use out of that too. I think the Vigos are just more heavy duty and built to last longer. But they run on Wi-Fi, so you know anywhere from the same building you could always do that. But I guess that's the Vigo issue, is they require 3G because it needs to be somebody at home, or does that make sense?
You couldn't see her. You couldn't see her face or anything, right, on the Vigo?
No, you absolutely could.
Oh.
It's just that she's at her house running it from her connection at her house versus school's Wi-Fi.
Right.
And we were running everything through the same Wi-Fi when Matt was driving around heckling people.
Right. That was funny. He was asking everyone for cookies.
Right.
And I wanted to tell you, when we went out on Tuesday night, they posted a picture of that on Facebook, which I was going to send it to you so you could see it. But it was a cool picture. It was like all of us. Matt was taking the picture, though, so.
Well, I wanted Matt to screenshot a lot more. Well, from his Mac. Command-Shift-4. Because we were running into some people that we knew, and you know, all of a sudden, Sandy Kendall. I didn't even see Sandy Kendall except through Matt's robot.
Really?
Right.
But that, you know, that wasn't Matt's though, right? It was some other guys, right?
Well, I know, but yeah. And Kevin Honeycutt, I think, is the person who introduced all of us to that robot, to the double robotics. And
Well, yeah, Ginger was saying she wanted to know. Ginger Lumen was asking if people would be interested in coming as a robot to some ESDAC things, and I was like, yeah, I would, but I didn't realize that's what it would be. I was like, that's so cool.
Yeah, give me the login and I'll go. I'll drive it from whatever. I'll drive it from my Chromebook. Show people how powerful my Chromebook is. That exactly. I'm controlling a robot in Kansas.
All right, let's talk about Wednesday. You know, I don't even know what we did for lunch on those days. What did we do for? I only put down dinner. What did we do for Tuesday lunch? What day was that?
I'd have to open my app up and go scroll back to then, but
I can't even remember.
It must not have been that memorable. I think that's the day that I ate at Gus's Fried Chicken.
Oh. Wait, but what day did you go to Champions? Was that Wednesday? I have no idea what
I ate. Yes, that was Wednesday.
That was Wednesday you went to Champions?
I have no idea. I'm just going to pretend like I do know and say that. I don't know. We went to that place, though.
Okay.
Champions. What did you think of? Do you want to talk about Champions? What did you think
of
that?
Well, I didn't eat there, but you brought me a salad back.
Avoid Champions, I think. I think it's one of those. It's the whole Austin theme with the UT. It was ridiculously overpriced too. It was. I had the chance to hang out with awesome people then. So.
Who did you go with?
Well, I mean, Todd was there. Amy joined. I was with Todd and Stacy, and anyway, the people were great. We ended up waiting forever because it was so close to the convention center. But it was just ridiculously overpriced too. They were really busy, so maybe that had something to do with it. It might have been a better experience, but it was all the whole UT college football championship theme. But then it was supposed to be very fancy and upscale that way.
All right, so that's where we did for Thursday for lunch. Then Thursday for dinner, we got invited to go out with some friends and Remind 101, which was totally awesome. We thank you, Remind 101, because that was an awesome dinner. Went to Carmelo's, which is a pretty fancy schmancy. We were all dressed up. Jake was wearing his orange Sam Houston State sweatshirt. What are they? Is it Bearcats?
Well, I don't think I even noticed that everybody was all dressed up.
I wasn't really dressed up, was I? I don't think
so. Okay, good. Yeah, but
no, I don't think people were really dressed up.
I was gonna say even Brett Koff from Remind 101, he wasn't terrible. I mean, he was.
No, it was
nice, but he wasn't dressed up.
No, it was laid back. It was laid back. But yeah, that was great. Like, they bought us some appetizers. I ate like a little piece of bread, but that was it. But they bought, did they buy a calamari? Did they get some?
The calamari. The calamari was good.
I should have eaten a bite, but I was feeling over. Oh, after the Gus's Fried Chicken, I didn't want to eat too much. I had eaten all my calories. Actually, that was the day I lost my winning streak on MyFitnessPal, so we won't talk about that. Anyway, yeah, Carmelo's was great. I ended up getting a small size of chicken parmigiana, and it was good because it was a perfect amount of now I'm starting to get really hungry, man. It was a perfect amount of chicken, and it was a perfect amount of pasta, not too much, so I highly recommend that. Carmelo's was great. That was awesome.
It was, yeah. I'd eaten there, I guess, a few times before, but last year.
Really?
Yeah, well, last year at Region 6, whenever I went to TCEA with Region 6, we ate there one night, evening. I guess it wasn't late like then, but yeah, and so I remembered it was one of those sort of fancy schmancy places, and yeah, I don't know. It was really good. The food was really good. Again, for me, for the price for there, I would rather go to something a little more Austin, really. some small place, a little hole in the wall kind of place that just serves awesome stuff like that. But it was really, the food was really good. We had all kinds of stuff, and the company was great too. Got to meet a lot of people. And
I really enjoyed getting to know all those people. Daisy and Angela, I enjoyed getting to know them. I wish we would have kind of been sitting near them. The table was kind of a strange shape, and
yeah, Well, did you had you, you knew Daisy Marino and Angela Moses before?
I had never talked to them before. They follow me on Twitter, I think, but I had never talked to them before. I don't think, maybe, and I'm just forgetting. Where are they from? Are they from where you're from?
Warren, they're I think they teach in Warren where they're gonna have the Ed Camp coming
Which
up.
Ed Camp?
Ed Camp Warren, Ed Camp Region 5.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know where that is.
Out toward Galveston, worth going. Okay. But their superintendent, I got to sit by him and was chatting with him for a while. Brad McEachern and his wife.
No, Brad McCatherine.
Is that it? Okay, I completely mispronounced it. McCatherine, huh?
Yeah, he explained how to say it. He had met someone that had his last name as Brad McCatherine. Doesn't look at all like that, but he said that's
how did you just explain it? What he had met someone who had his last name and his last name.
Yeah, he met someone
he didn't know what his last name.
Never knew like exactly how to say it, and he met someone and he said, "That's my last name. How do you say it?" And I think she might have been a Scott, and I think it's Scottish, right? Or I think Scott. Yeah, cuz my uncle's from Scotland. So he met like a lady that's a Scot, and he said, "How do you say it?" And she said, "McCatherine." And he didn't know how to say his last name correctly. So, yeah.
Geez, I wouldn't either. It's not spelled anything like
that.
No,
not at all.
I would never say that, but, yeah. But, yeah, it apparently must be Scottish because it's a Mac, so it's not an O. But in his wife, Jana Mac, on Twitter, McCatherine, she got it by marriage, I guess, so even... I don't know that I would know how to pronounce that, but I know I wouldn't. But anyway, who works for Region 5? Jeez, I hope it's Region 5. But anyway, they were great, and it was good to get to chat with them. She talked about how she'd rolled out the 1,000 iPads.
Yeah, I think so.
In a very short amount of time there, and they're doing great things, but... But Daisy and, well, I met Daisy at our Ed Camp at Region 6, and that was the first time I'd actually seen her, but I'd, been following her and chatting with her on Twitter before then. Her kid just made this awesome, did you see the Minecraft Valentine's Day box that he made?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that's cool, and then apparently somebody else had done one. They had a contest there at their school, and somebody else had done one. That was really good too, so I thought for sure he was a shoe-in for it, but then I saw the other and I was like, well, that's pretty good too. But those were awesome. Anyway, Angela and I had just told you about an hour before we went to Remind 101 to the Carmelos about the Star Techer.
Yep, and I looked at their website. Yep.
Yeah, their blog is awesome. They share everything that they're doing in their classrooms. And
And, yeah, I think that's a good point because I need to start – I'm going to start sharing more of what my teachers are doing and what I'm working on with teachers. Just, like, working, like, every few things a week, taking pictures and posting because it's good to share those things and for people to see what you're doing, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the fact that they just sort of jumped in with both feet and that they were a couple years ago, I don't think that – they weren't on Twitter until – this past year, and then they made all these connections, and they just started doing these wonderful, wonderful things. They went in, and they're just sort of doing awesome things without proof that you can do that. That you don't need to just take these baby steps and just do these things.
Right.
Of course, if you have the devices, that's a lot easier than trying to do those things without having devices and just BYOD. But
right.
Are you all right?
I'm having some sinus pain right now.
Yeah.
That's why I'm doing this.
Yeah. So, I know we're talking about food, but they're just so awesome, and it was great to get to hang with them.
It was. All it's about so. The relationships, too, so.
Right.
So. Anyway, then, that was good. What did we do? We went home after that. Went back to the hotel. No, Todd and Stacy left. You went and slept in your car. Just kidding.
No, I did have to leave that hotel, the fancy hotel.
You went and slept in a van down by the river.
That's right. Well, we did talk about that. I was like, geez, if I have to pay for parking. I wonder if I could just have a van next time and just park there for $10 a night and be good to go. The whole week, though. I mean, it was really cold for Austin, but certainly it was I was cold the whole week. That's why I had the same Houston hoodie on all week long, because I didn't.
It was very cold, like that picture that Stacy tweeted of me in the convention center.
Right, in the digital square, sitting in that spot. Well, the whole place there was, but it was cold.
Yeah, it was. I wonder if it was warmer upstairs. I didn't spend a lot of time upstairs. Maybe upstairs it was warmer. I don't know. I think they just keep it cold, though. So.
Yeah, that's the thing about the digital square and the sessions that are all, they're all up in the opposites. So you're on the fourth floor in one side of the building, and then you've got the first floor on the other side of the building where the digital square is. It is really open right there, so I'm sure it is colder. But
right.
You're going back and forth. I got a lot of steps last week on my step tracker stuff. So
that's my next big purchase, although I'm really torn between those and Beats, so I don't know. Getting wearable technology for fitness and then getting Beats. All right, let's move on to our last place.
Yay, my favorite place.
Yay, on our way out, Jake had to have his obligatory stop on at Torchy's Tacos.
I love me some Torchy's Tacos.
You talk about it first because it's your favorite.
Well, I almost tried to talk you out of getting breakfast tacos because, you had the migas, but...
Why didn't you?
Well, it was your decision. It's a cheap place, and now you know that there are a few there in Dallas, too, around you, so there's one really close, and you didn't know
that. Yeah, we looked it up tonight, as there's one in Allen 4 miles away from me, so...
Yeah, that's awesome, but I had the trailer park extra trashy.
Just the way you like it, huh?
It's great. It's fried chicken. It's got grilled jalapenos on it. Everything at Torchy's is awesome. I love that one. But if you make it trashy, then they take off the lettuce and add some cheese sauce. It's like a chipotle cheese sauce, and it's good. It was the fried chicken one, so you can't really go wrong. And it had green chilies on it too. So.
See, I don't like the hot, like, I don't like jalapenos and chilies, so I when I was looking at the, well, I'm not from Texas either.
I was going to say, that's the northerner in you, I guess.
Yes. You're just saying that now? You're just saying that now.
I didn't say Yankee.
You can call me Yankee, that's okay, I won't get mad. No, it's the hot, like, I don't like, I can handle some, like, spice, but I don't like... I would prefer like not to have jalapenos and stuff. So.
The awesome taco.
Yeah.
And then the other one I had two tacos. Actually, I had they call it sweet corn there, but it's like elote. Elote is you get on a cob and from real Mexican food places, and it's got the cotija cheese. It's roasted corn with cotija cheese, and theirs had all kinds of stuff, a little chipotle, and actually it was just a chili pepper, so they just had some chilies on it. It was just awesome. I think they had a little bit of a cilantro put in there, but they took it all off the cob, and you just buy it as a side or an appetizer, and that was just wonderful. That's one of my favorite foods that if I'm at a fete, like a carnival or a fair or something, I've got to get that roasted corn. That they put a lot of times they'll just put like mayonnaise on it on the outside and then roll it in some chili and then put the cotija cheese along the outside, but it's just delicious. But they give you a bowl of that there that they just take it off the cob for you. That's even better. That was just, how many times have I said delicious? That was awesome. That's so good.
It was literally amazing.
It was, yes, literally awesome, right? And then the other taco I had was the Jamaican one. It was the jerk chicken one, and it's the brush fire there. And it comes with some a little bit of like sour cream kind of sauce and mangoes on it to lighten it up a little bit. But, you know, jerk chicken, I love Jamaican food too, and jerk chicken, the spicy chicken, is one of my favorite things. But that's got a lot of the habanero kind of flavor in it. And jerk sauce, Jamaican jerk sauce, great stuff. But they're both awesome. The mango cooled it off. And then the sauces that they give you on the side to add to it are good too. I liked the spicy stuff. It was amazing. It was amazing. It was great.
Literally amazing. You like it spicy, though.
Well, and even they had the local, the main root soft drinks.
Yeah, those are good.
See, I said soft drinks instead of Cokes because, you know, people would be like, anybody listening outside of Texas would be like, what?
You meant like they had pop that was Mexican cola?
Okay, yeah, so they had Mexican Cokes, but they didn't have Mexican Cokes. They had Main Root, Mexican, and then they had the other Main Root flavors. Main Root has a cream, or like a cream soda kind of thing. But their Cokes were awesome, too. Everything about that place is awesome.
I do like it, and now that I know there's one so close, I'm really hungry right now. Like, I'm like, how late are they open?
They close at 9, because oh. I'd been heading to Austin before, and I was en route, and I was going to get there about, I scheduled to get there about 9, right at about 9, and then I ran into traffic, and I was really disappointed that I wasn't going to be able to make it as soon as I got there, but... That's usually my first stop. Love Torchy's.
I am going to now. Maybe that'll be my Valentine's Day date tomorrow or Friday will be Torchy's Tacos.
Well, I think people should check. It's at Torchy Taco on Twitter, and you can go get to the menu there.
Yeah, I tagged them. Did you see that? I tagged them.
I didn't. I should have noticed. But I'm sure you tagged Gordo, right?
I tagged Gordo and Torchy's Tacos and you.
That's awesome. I should have noticed, but yeah, those are my favorite places. Thank you for tagging me with alongside those two.
Yes. Well, when we go to iPad Palooza this summer, we'll have to make our obligatory stops at those two places.
Sounds good to me. How were the breakfast tacos you had?
I love breakfast tacos, and I ended up, I guess they normally come with flour tortillas, but since I'm trying to watch what I eat, even though I ate pretty awful last week, I ended up getting the corn tacos because they're a lot less calories than flour tortillas generally. I thought it was really good, but I like migas. So, I just got a regular breakfast taco with bacon, egg, and cheese, and then I got migas. But, I probably would get breakfast. I don't know. I just like breakfast tacos a lot.
Well, Shelly and I eat breakfast everywhere we go, whatever time of day it is. And my favorite is chilaquiles, which is almost the exact, it's a lot like migas. And I think I talked about how I just wanted to have a blog at chilaquiles.es with the .es Spain domain.
Yeah.
I just review chilaquiles from all over Texas, from wherever I go. That's funny. So I had some of that there the day before when I went to San Antonio. Actually, Shelley came up to Austin. Anyway, so we had a couple of really good authentic places that were right by us that Todd didn't want to go to for the Mexican food, like real Mexican food. I don't think any of y'all wanted to go to have the real Mexican food.
I would go to real Mexican food. Todd,
and then that's when we ended up at Baby Acapulco. I was like, come on. We skipped my awesome taqueria. It wasn't an Arandas, but anyway, that place that was across the street, it was so awesome.
Well, remember when we went to Ed Camp Austin and we went to that place that John took us to? Wasn't that real Mexican?
Yeah, it was real Mexican. It was a little taqueria place. It was good.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Chilaquiles. I'm telling you, so nobody go claim that domain. Or can you buy me that domain?
Okay.
You have a lot of money now. So buy me chilaquiles.es.
I'm rich, so I'll go buy it.
I'll start a Tumblr for it and just take pictures of my chilaquiles and write reviews for it.
Food blog. All right. You want to go to our favorite segment? Well, your favorite segment of the show.
The segment where we share tons of apps in a few minutes?
No, that we don't have one like that.
Yes, we do, right.
You're doing it wrong.
We were talking about those cool apps, and I'm like... And
okay,
then I made the food blog.
You want to share a couple of food apps?
Food apps?
Yeah, like you share I'll share one, or Elixir, or whatever you want to share.
There is a new food app it's a new one, that's Cucumber app, I think.
And what the heck is that?
Instead of you creating a Tumblr for food stuff, then it's an alternative site for that. You know, I love Tumblrs for everything, though. So
I know you do.
I was like, I saw it today, and I checked it out, and it looks kind of cool, but I'm not... You know, I don't know. I don't know if I'm that much of a foodie. I love stuff that other people... You don't like all the spicy stuff that I like, and I loved all that. And you know, I don't know. I'm not a connoisseur of food. I guess I know some good beers, but I'm all about the Texas beers, the Carbach beers and St. Arnold and all of the just the local companies, that 512 from Austin, and there's some really good stuff. We have some great microbreweries in Texas. So anyway, yeah, no, I guess no food apps for me, but yeah.
I'll share my favorite food app. It's called MyFitnessPal. It's where you write down everything you eat. That's my favorite food app.
But that sounds like a lot of work. I mean, I know people, I know it's great to do those things, but that's why I just take a picture of it.
But it doesn't tell you how many calories or whatever you're eating, though, right?
No. No. I mean, I could look that up later if I were, you know, so inclined, but I even feel like it's bad to, like, take all the pictures of food because other people are always enjoying all of their food because they're just eating it while I'm, you know, getting a, you know, actually taking a picture and then make sure that you know, goes onto my Up or the Up app or whatever. And then they're done with their food before I start enjoying it. So I don't really feel about all that.
There is another app called Pact, P-A-C-T, and it started off last year as Gym Pact, where you committed to, I think I probably told you about it, you commit to how many times you're going to work out a week. And then if you don't work out, you get charged money. But if you do, which I ended up getting charged money when I was at TCEA because of a few problems with uploading and not putting stuff on there. But they have one now called, it's on Pact. So they have the gym one, and now they have food logging through MyFitnessPal, and then they have Veggie Pact. So you have to take pictures of your veggies and your fruits too, and you commit to how many you're going to eat a week. And that the problem with me is I forget to take a picture before I eat it, and then it's gone. And if it's like a bag of blackberries or a box of blackberries or whatever, then they're gone, and then it's not like an apple core where I can take a picture of it, like, hey, I just ate this. It's like, oops, it's gone already. And then, I don't know.
Too many apps.
Yeah, anyway, so let's at least a couple times.
Yeah, I think he's doing it wrong. I know he's from Austin, so he gets to go to these places, the great places all the time, but I would say, I don't know that you're doing it wrong if you're doing these things, but don't go to the chain restaurants. Go try something new. The whole thing about being at TCEA, that conference, is to get out of your comfort zone and to learn new things to bring back to your school and to share with others, and not about just doing the same thing that you're doing before and teaching. So I think that would apply to the food there, to enjoy I always would say to wherever you go, enjoy the local stuff. Try the hidden gems and
Right. Just
some people there. And there were a lot of people from Austin there, so we could have gone to a lot more places that were, you know,
local.
Right, just specific to Austin, and we're not chain places. Even Torchy's is a chain, but
right.
Yeah, there's only the one in Austin, so I don't get to go there. But, yeah, I guess I would say you're doing it wrong if you're staying in your comfort zone and you're not trying new things, whether it's food or whether it's strategies for teaching or for implementing or integrating technology into your classroom. Don't get comfortable. It's a tough thing to do. It's tough to get comfortable because there are so many changes always happening in education. But, you know, I think try new things. Be daring. Don't go to P.F. Chang's. P.F. Chang, there was the P.F. Chang's there that was packed every day, and I know people, you're accustomed to it, you know what you like at P.F. Chang's, but try something else.
People just, they like the comfortability of it, so, absolutely.
Yeah, all
right.
Just my thoughts.
Those are good thoughts, I like those thoughts. It's good advice, I mean, whether it's for teaching or whether it's about food, it's good advice. So, and then let's talk about some motivation. My motivation, inspiration for the week is to savor each minute. That goes along with food, and I'm learning, especially like this past year and a half, I've really learned to like savor each bite of food that I take, and I think that that also translates to life, like just to enjoy each minute, you know. It's too short, and even when it's stressful, like to try and like just stop and figure out what the good things are in life and how you can enjoy it. Even like today, this morning was super stressful. Then by the afternoon, I was having a good time working with teachers and things like that. And just to like, you know, how Victor has his little what went right today, you know, to focus on those good things, just what went right, and just to enjoy each moment, enjoy the people you get to be with, the little people I get to take care of, try and enjoy the time with them. So that's all. Savor each bite. Savor each moment of life.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for the Honduras shirt. I love the Honduras shirt. One more time. I love it. It's awesome.
It's fun to see you wearing it. I love that.
Well, in the Café Hondureño también. It was so... I've had some... of the coffee that you brought me back from Honduras.
Did you already? Yes. Are you drinking some tonight?
Yeah, I was drinking it earlier tonight.
Oh, Cafe Copan, it was good.
It's great. you might need some more. I guess you're going to be heading off to bed soon, huh?
I can't have any coffee right now.
But it's good. It's great stuff. Yeah.
I have some for Allison. I need to send her. I have a little bag for Allison, and then I gave Sammy some different coffee than I gave you. So.
Well, very cool.
Cool.
Thanks so much. And, you know, I always like talking about food. You've heard me talk about food all week long, I guess. But
yes, we talked about food a lot.
Great stuff. So, anyway, all right. We've got lots more to share, I'm sure. And I haven't written any reflection piece about everything that I've been sharing is Flappy Bird stuff. Yeah. Well, thanks for watching. Follow us on Twitter at CuttingEDGU. Our blog is CuttingEducation.com. Where else are we? Bit.ly CuttingEDGU for the iTunes link. And it's been awesome talking about food. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, it was fun. Thanks.
All right, now go forth
and learn.